ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother, I'm Muhammad. And today, I'm going to read to you an aphorism of Imam Ali from Nahjul Balagha. Before that, let's go ahead and listen to the Arabic words, and after that, I'm going to read you the English translation. Stay with us.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: شارك الذي قد أقبل عليه الرزق، فإنه أخلق للغنى وأجدر بإقبال الحظ عليه.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "Be a sharer with him who has an abundant livelihood, because he is more probable to get more riches and likely to secure an increase of the share therein."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam. One of the great lessons which we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam, is this concept about piety. Now, we had talked about in one of our sessions that taqwa, which is commonly translated as piety, has another angle about it, which is this consciousness or this awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that we are aware that Allah sees all, He hears all. Now, when we start to realize that Allah is ever-present, He sees everything, He hears everything, this in turn leads us towards piety. And piety in its various different forms. One of the forms of piety, of course, is to abstain from the world, abstain from the dunya, abstain from the materialistic world, these materialistic desires. Of course, if one is conscious and aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the fake glamour and the pomp and the mirage of the world and materialistic things won't be attractive to a person. Rather, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which will attract a person's heart, mind, and soul. So Abdullah ibn Abil Hudayl reports, I saw Imam Ali wearing a razi shirt. This must have been a type of shirt in that time, which was such that if it stretched, it would reach the nail of his fingers, and if he let it loose, it could hardly reach the elbow. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz reports, among this ummah, we do not know anyone more pious than Ali after the Holy Prophet. And finally, Qubaysa ibn Jabir reports, I have not found anyone more pious than Ali ibn Abi Talib. Now, don't get me wrong. There's something that needs to be cleared up, and that is this fact that some people think, well, perhaps Imam Ali alayhi salam was so pious and he abstained from the world because he was poor. No, dear brothers and sisters, if you look a little bit closer into the history of Islam, into the history of Muslims, you will find that Imam Ali alayhi salam was considered one of the wealthiest, richest people of his time. And the piety and the beauty and the peak of this piousness of Imam Ali alayhi salam is in this, that despite being the wealthiest person of his time, he would give his wealth away to the poor and to the needy and to the oppressed, and he himself lived like the poor in order to help the people around him. A truly profound and beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
وقتی شخصیت امیرالمومنین رو بشناسی در مقابل او خضوع میکند.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
You and I, brothers and sisters, should be Muslims of action. We should be willing to give our wealth for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to hoard it. We should be willing to give our tongue for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we're not ready for it, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that movement by which to give our lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because nothing else is valuable. I'm going to read very briefly the will of Imam Ali alayhi salam to his son, Imam Hassan alayhi salam. This will he wrote right after the Battle of Siffin. When he comes back, I can just see this image of a man who has ruled as a Khalifa for 4 years and 9 months. And in those 4 years of treachery, that the enemy attacked him so much, he spent every second doing good for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every second doing good for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not a second did this man pass by which he did not give his soul fi sabilillah. That's why Allah says, follow him. Why was Muawiyah such an enemy of his? Why did Muawiyah prepare this assassination of Imam Ali? People say Imam Ali alayhi salam was hit by a Khariji by the name of Ibn Muljim. Ibn Muljim, the Khawarij, were created by Muawiyah. The institution of the Khawarij was created by Muawiyah. Muawiyah created this as a smokescreen to keep Imam Ali busy so that his authority should remain. But Imam Ali worked hard to remove him. But the people didn't help him. Imam Ali mentions in Siffin, he said, I will trade 10 of my soldiers for one of Muawiyah's soldiers. For their dedication to serve Muawiyah, but mine are half-hearted. What a message! When Imam speaks like that, I think he's talking about me. When Imam says, I will trade 10 of mine, I think one of those 10 is me. And I'm ashamed. When Imam says that I came in this world to serve you, I am a being that Allah has chosen, not ordinary. The Imam, the name of Ali ibn Abi Talib is Sha'air Allah, is Dhikr, Dhikrullah. People who say this shafa'a and tawassul, they haven't understood the message. To mention the name of Imam Ali is dhikr of Allah, because when you look at him, he does nothing but takes you to Allah. He never takes you to himself. He never says, worship me. He never says, how great I am. He never does any of that. He keeps taking us to the Prophet and Allah. So why should he not be remembered? Why should we not remember him? Why should we not mention him? Why should we not live like him?
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.